How many glad you know you're saved? Amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Well, I've enjoyed the presentation tonight. I love sports, okay? Look at me. I love it. I do. I'm competitive, too. I went and watched a few of the ball games. I have to be honest with you. Y'all stress me out. Absolutely. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. Can I tell you one basketball story, can I? I know when you look at me, you see a guy that's built like two ice cream cones put upside down. But I used to play basketball. I played football and a pitch baseball. And at one time, not bad. But we had a church league back then. And now it was a big church league. We had, at that time, when I first came here, and I think I was 30 years old, we had the Word of Life basketball team. Remember, Joe? Yeah, I don't know if you remember that, Joe, back in the day. I was 30 years old, so you know how that's 36 years ago. We had about 20 churches playing, okay? I'm talking about high volume. I'm the pastor. I was 6'5", now I'm 6'4". And when I was playing, I played at 335. I'm not 335 now. Say amen right there, okay? I'm about 55 pounds less than that. But Cameron Powell back there, Cameron, I got to tell you, I played against a guy about like you. Good athlete. He was playing down there. We were playing in Huntington Championship game. I'll never forget it. I don't use you as illustration because I like you. I want to pick on you. But anyway, little fella, he was going, Brother Jeremy, he was going down the court, and I'm on defense. He's at open court. You know, you can imagine, 335, moving fast as I can move. And here comes Cameron Powell, or this boy. And he goes up for a layup. Now, I want y'all to know, I play to win. I play to win. So I went up, jumped as high as I could jump. Hey, by the way, Connor, I jump higher than you can, okay? I jumped as high as I could, and I won't be honest with you. I blocked the ball clean. But you don't understand, 335 pounds don't move too good. So the young Cameron come up under me, and I went down on top of him. And here's what was... And here was his words. And you're a preacher? And I said, what does that have to do with basketball? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have you got your Bibles? I've been doing a Bible study. And go to Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to... Share this part of it tonight, and thank God for all of you here. Thank God for all the basketball players. I want to say this to you. I'm praying for every one of your boys. I don't know if all of you are saved or not. I hope you are saved. I do. But if you're not saved, the greatest thing can happen to you is to get saved. Everybody in this room, the greatest thing to happen to you is get saved. I want y'all to know something. I'm a competitive guy. I love sports. I love life. I enjoy myself. And you know what? I have more fun asleep than most people in this room have awake. I'm telling you, a lot of people say, Preacher Smith, you really love life. I want to tell you, I didn't know what life was till I got saved. I got to say, I was a rough dude. I want y'all to know this. I'm not going to go into my sinful past, but I want you to know I was a rough dude. But I'm glad for the grace of God that looked beyond my fault, saw my need, came where I was, and saved me. Now, I'm going to read some verses from Revelation chapter 21. Then I'm going to move over, back over to Ephesians, and tie this in tonight. The lesson title, you folks have been following, What Will Eternity Be Like? Or may I say this, is there life after death? I want you to know something. If there's life after death, And there is. I want to be on the good end of it. I won't read to you the end I want to be in, then I'll share a few things and we'll get done in a moment. Revelation 21, you that have been in the Bible study, I'll go over there. And the Bible said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be their God. Well, glory. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. I want you to know something. You want to go to heaven? You want to be saved? All you got to do is be thirsty. You just need to have a desire for it. And by the way, let's use some common sense. If there is a heaven, then there is a hell, and there is. Come on now. I want to go to heaven. You have to be out of your mind to not want to go to heaven. And you have to be out of your mind to want to go to hell. Somebody help me preach right there. Am I preaching? Let me go on. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God. And he shall be my son. Now let me give you, catch you up on the thoughts. Verses 1, 2, we enjoy a new heaven and new earth. I want you to know something. All the sin of this heaven or this earth is going to be burned away, and God's going to have a new earth and a new heaven. Number 2, in verse number 3, we'll live in an intimate and personal communion with God. I've never seen God, but one day I will see God. Number 3. We'll no longer experience the horrible effects of sin. No more. No more crying. No more dying. No more pain. No more heartache. I tell you, today I didn't reach everybody, but this evening I'll share with all of you. You know we've been through a lot in the last 6 weeks with some of our church people. A lot of them, and I called some of them this evening. Didn't get everybody I wanted to talk to, but I called some. There's some hurting people in our church. But I want you to know I got some good news for you. One of these days, there'll be no more horrible effect of sin. We're going to be in a place where there's none like that. Then verse number 5 and 6, we'll rest in the sure promises of God. Let me say this to you. I'm glad for a promising God. A God that makes promises. Let me give you some of them. He promised to save whosoever will. By the way, I'm one of them whosoever wills. Hey, I'm not giving my whole testimony, but a lot of new folks here, a lot of people here, a lot of my friends that play basketball. Can I tell you something? I did not come from a good side of the track. My dad was a bartender. I was a wicked old boy. But I want you to know something. God saves wicked old boys. God loves wicked old boys. God loves everybody. Somebody help me preach right there that a God in heaven would love somebody like me. Oh boy, oh boy. Makes me want to shout. He promised if I asked him, he'd save me. And he did. Amen. And by the way, I didn't do anything to save myself. The church didn't save me. The baptism pool didn't save me. Being good didn't save me. Acting like a good Christian didn't save me. I'll tell you what saved me. It was a thrice holy God that sent his Holy Spirit, showed me I was lost. Woo, glory. Amen. I want to tell you what God said. God said, I promise you, I don't care how bad you've been, how far you've been in sin, how far you're away from God. I want you to know, I promise you, if you would trust me as Savior, somebody help me preach, I'll save you. Amen. Amen. He ain't going, God's not a liar. But let me give you some more. I don't even know if I'm going to get up to where I was going because I'm feeling some Holy Ghost right now. Not only did God save me, y'all listen to me. I want to give y'all some good stuff tonight. He secured me. Amen. Let me tell you something. I want y'all to hear me. God didn't put me on probation. God didn't say, okay, first time, big boy, you make a mistake, you're out of here. You know what he said in his Bible? He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I want all y'all to know something. And there might be some people in this room feel this way. Like you have arrived and you ain't got no bad guy anymore. You perfect. You know you're sinless. You're a liar. I want to tell you, ain't nobody in this room arrived. I'm not going to heaven because of my performance. I'm going to heaven because of His performance. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a good guy. I'm going to heaven because I've got a great God. But listen to this. If you're not saved tonight, you need to get in on what I'm preaching. Think about this. God said that I'll save you. That's good. But not only did God say I save you, God said, I'll secure you. And you'll never be lost again. Just somebody help me here. Isn't it wonderful to be saved? I know some of you, maybe you've been in other churches, you're in them churches that believe you can be saved and lost and 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 saved and lost. How many of y'all agree with me that I wouldn't have that kind of religion? And I don't believe I serve a God like that. Because I'm going to tell you what my God said. Whatsoever my God does, He does forever. Nothing can be put to it. Nothing can be taken away from it because He does it forever. I want to share this. I don't see her tonight, but Craig Tummer, y'all know y'all played basketball with him. Craig's mother-in-law, Sue, used to own the Dairy Queen. Okay, y'all remember that? How many remember when she... Well, anyway, I remember it. And that's been years ago. And I want to be honest with you. I went up there. She called me up. She had... I don't know anybody. I hope I don't strike a nerve. Well, I probably will, but that's okay. But there's a bunch of Jehovah Witness up there. Was tires. And she called me up here because she wanted me to do something about it. So I went up there. And they were from New York City. And I went up there and I went in and I started talking to them, witnessing to them. And I said, I had a King James Bible. And I was making them nervous. I said, can I quote a scripture to you? Because see, they don't believe Jesus is God. I said, can I quote a scripture to you? They said, what is that? I said, God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on it in this world, and ascended up into heaven. Y'all want to know what happened? You want to have Jen? How many remember the old Polaroids? How many remember them little things? Snap out. Now you got to understand, Jehovah's Witness don't believe you can go to hell. Okay, you got to remember that. Because that's part of the story. So they took a picture of me. I mean, I become on the 10 most wanted of the Jehovah's Witness. Took a picture of me. And I went up and just got real straight with one of them and was talking to them. And you know what one of them said? Said, why don't you just go to? I said, well, praise God, there's hope for you. Because before I came up here, y'all didn't believe it. And now you're asking me to go. But you know what I told them? I can't go to hell because I'm sealed to the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of God. I am washed in the blood. I am declared righteous. I'm on my way, glory to God, I'm on my way to heaven. Can't go to, can I tell you what? The God I got is not only offering you eternal salvation, He's offering you eternal security. And I want you to know these churches that believe that you can be in and out and in and out. Now, I believe you can backslide. I just don't believe you can be lost again. Now, hold on a minute. I'm not done. I'm not done preaching. I'm coming down talking to y'all now. How many of y'all people believe Chad needs to preach? Now listen, what kind of people are going to heaven? People that are saved, people that are secured. You know what? If that's all God done, that's a lot. Keeping me out of hell. But can I give you some more? Can I give y'all some more? He done more than that. He also supplies my need. My God shall supply all your need. Wait a minute. Why wouldn't you want to be saved? Look at me. Why wouldn't you want to go to heaven? If He said, I'll save you. I'll secure you. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to put some whipped cream on this cake and put a big cherry on top. I'm going to supply all your need. Go ahead, Sister Brown. Say that one more time. Thank you, Lord. A God that ought to let me went to hell. I was a hell-deserving sinner. Now, save me, secure me, and supply me. And that's the kind of people that's going to heaven. Is there life after death? Oh, yeah, because I'm going there. See, let's go on. Can I give you some more? Some more. He saved me. You saved?
Yes.
He secured you.
Yes.
You know you're going to heaven?
Yes.
He supplied me. Can I give you a little more? He also sustains me. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. There's a lot of people don't like what I'm dishing out tonight. They don't like this eternal salvation stuff. They don't like this being saved stuff. You know, can I tell you a little story? When I first got saved and I got called to preach, I got called to preach 6 months after I got saved. You know what they said? You'll be a failure. You'll be a failure. You will never make it in life. And when I went full time, they said, here's what they told me. Baptist preachers don't last a year. You'll be back begging for a job. That's been 40 years ago.
Amen. Yes,
I've not seen the righteous forsaken.
Yes, sir.
Nor see begging bread.
Yes, sir.
And I won't lie to you, friends. I won't lie to you. There's been some times. Listen, man, I ain't going to lie. See, some of these preachers lie to you. There have been some times I wanted to quit.
Sure.
Anybody here ever got discouraged? Come on, raise your hand. You ever been discouraged one time? Come on now. I'm wanting to quit. I want you to know I got one that holds on to me. Hey, I got one. Hey, how many's had some illnesses? Hey, by the way, you're going to have some troubles in your life. Hey, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some down times in your life. But I'm glad I got a God that'll hold you up. I'm glad I got a God that'll sustain you. I'm glad I got... Hey, can I give you some more? Not only will He sustain you. Now, I want you to know something. How many's ever had somebody was your friend, they left you? Just turned the back and went, come on now. You don't have to, you don't even have to be saved to have that happen to you. Can I tell you something? My God won't leave me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I want you to know I'm going to heaven. I'm going into eternity. And if I die right now, absent from the body's present with the Lord, I got a friend closer than a brother. I've got a God that's with me. Hey, by the way, He ain't no backstabber. He ain't no gossiper. He is no critic. He is not somebody that'll mouth you off. I got a God that's tender and loving and kind and with me every day.
Amen. Amen.
That's the kind that's going to take me to heaven. Chad, I'm having a time. Let me ask y'all something. If everything I'm saying is right, how many of y'all believe it's right, by the way? Give me some votes. If I'm right, and all you people here, if there's anybody here lost, if I'm right, if I am right, wouldn't you think the wisest thing you could ever do is get in on it? Why wouldn't you want that? Somebody help me. Why would... You mean you don't want to go to heaven? You want to die and burn and go into hell? And you say, will a loving God send me to hell? I want you to know God has never sent anybody to go to hell. And you know something? If you go to hell, you'll go over God's grace. You'll go over God's mercy. You'll go over my prayers. You'll go over your mama's prayers. You'll go over this world's prayers. I want you to know if you go to hell, it's your fault if you go to hell. Because He done everything He can to get you to heaven.
That's it.
Am I preaching? And some of y'all, hey, hold. Look at me. Ain't nothing better to know. If there is life after death, and there is, that you're going to heaven. And by the way, you said, well, preacher, I tell you the truth, son. I don't mind that. I want in on that heaven, but I want to have a good time just before I get saved. Are you out of your mind? I'm having a better time. Lord, have mercy. I didn't know what a good time was till I got saved. No more heartache. No more hangovers. No more burdens. I don't need a needle to stick in my arm. I don't need to sniff up some drug. I don't need to drink alcohol. I don't need none of that to be happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. Lord, I got a heaven going to. Lord, I got a place I'm going to. Give me five, brother. Give me five, brother. Come on there, son. Are you glad you're going to heaven? When I'm preaching like this, you all say amen. Now, I'm done. By the way, you ought to always want to come to church here because I'm not a long-winded preacher. But let me ask you this question. I'm finished. Let me ask you this question. This is the biggest question I can ask you. Honestly. If you were to die today. Come on, look at me. If you were to die today. And you may. You just may. Or if the Lord would come today. And that's more likely to happen. This world's in trouble. And if you think the politician's got the answer, you're wrong. Hello. And if your hope is built on Donald Trump, you're wrong too. My hope is built on nothing less save Jesus and His righteousness. I want you to bow your head with me. And I want to talk to you, man, and I'm done. And we're going to have a good fellowship. Chad and them's got pizza. Going to have a good time tonight. But you know, here's how you get saved. You see yourself a sinner. You see that Jesus died for you. How many right now, if you died tonight, honestly, if you died tonight, and your salvation is not based on religion or baptism, but it's based on Christ. How many right now say, preacher, if I die tonight, I know 100% I'd go to heaven. Raise your hand if you know it. Thank you. Can I ask a question? How many tonight say, Preacher Smith, I couldn't raise my hand. But if I died tonight, I want to know I'm going to heaven. And I want to know that I'm going to heaven before I die. And I know I'm not saved. And I'd like for you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Anybody here? I see that hand. Somebody else, just say, slip your hand up, say, pray for me. Pray for me. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Stand with me. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. If you're here and not saved, I invite you to Christ. I hope you got a blessing. I've enjoyed tonight. I have. I'm happy in what I got. I hope you're happy tonight. I hope you got what I got. Father, right now I pray for everyone in this room. Lord, I pray the gospel will reach out to people tonight. They'll get saved. They'll get right with God. Lord, they'll get the touch of God. Lord, they'll want a friend closer to their brother. And Lord, you do that. And I'll praise you. And I'll thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sing a little bit for us. If you're here and not saved, want to be saved, come on. Amen.
There's mercy with the Lord, and He surely give you rest by trusting in His word.
Amen.
Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust.
Say this and we'll be done here just one second. If there's anybody in this room, if you need any spiritual help, need somebody to help you and pray for you and care for you. I'm 66 years old, but I want you to know the rest of my life I want to give it to people. If you need some spiritual guidance or help, call me. Call the church here. And all you basketball boys, the new ones that are not regular to our church, now, you've got a little connection to our church now. Can I say something to you? If you have a problem, you have a burden, you ever need somebody just to be by your side, and you need a preacher just to bless you and be a friend to you, right here's one. Anytime you ever need me, you call me. I'll promise you, I'll get there. I believe in that. And I want y'all to invite some more people next year. We'll make this bigger and better. But I want you to know, I want you to feel connected. Maybe you don't go to a church anywhere. I want you to feel connected. Feel like you, hey, we want you here. Amen? And if you ever have a problem, anybody in this room ever have a problem, you please call me. You really mean that, preacher? I mean it. People need a church that loves them and a pastor loves them.